gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on in to Wednesday, January 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to have a great show for you today, this Wednesday. Want to start off by first mentioning this segment brought to you by Little Traverse Disposal, the hardworking guys over there in Harbor Springs. I talked to a couple of people and they said, Randy, you know, your sponsors, we truly appreciate each and every one of them. One person I spoke to said, Randy, I use three of your sponsors. Another guy told me four. And after today's show, we mentioned a new sponsor coming in from Sheboygan. I'm sure many of you will take advantage of their product as well. We vetted it, and it is an unbelievable product right here in our listening area. But these guys over there in Harbor Springs, I got to tell you, they're expanding the company. They're getting new routes, more trucks. They've hired more guys. They're ready to serve you wherever you're at. So give them a call, 231-487-0780. If you didn't get that written down, text me LTD, and I'll send you a clickable link. Donald Trump made history last night in New Hampshire, winning back-to-back Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary, and winning New Hampshire for three times. Three times he's won New Hampshire. First in 2016, then in 2020, and again last night. It is clear that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. Nobody in history has ever lost the nomination after winning Iowa and New Hampshire back-to-back to start the presidential primary season. Down to Nikki Haley, she's the last man standing against Donald Trump. Of course, woman. But the point is this, he has been and will be the nominee for the Republican Party, and the sooner everybody gets on board with that, the sooner we can unify and start preparing for the battle in November. But Nikki Haley, with all the money that's been given to her, claims that was the first primary of many, and that she's in it to win it. She's going to start off by her home state of South Carolina as the next primary, Michigan, and then Super Tuesday. Well, Nikki, I got news for you. You're going to lose. And I think all you're going to do is tick off Trump. And there's no way you're going to be vice president. So I don't know what you're doing out there. I don't know why these people are spending all these donations to her campaign when she does not have a chance of winning the nomination. There's other candidates you could be funding to win in November. But you know what it boils down to? TDS. Trump derangement syndrome. They hate the man so much, even Republicans, that they want to fight all the way to the end. Which will come. Which will come. Ask the Vet is in the house. Dr. Jeff is coming up next. Text me your questions. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, one of the things I wanted to bring up, because I read something on social media, and a guy had put a story up about his dog, and his previous dogs. He's owned quite a few in his life, like we all have. And he mentioned that I think he was in either Minnesota or western part of Wisconsin. And he said one thing that he's always done and believes in is, like, we as humans, we get our annual checkups. You know, I just had blood work done the other day, and, you know, doctor wants to see me back in April so I can get other things looked at. But it's really what he found to be interesting is that preventative medicine with just an annual checkup, because he found, his vet found that his dog had developed an early stage of cancer.
Yes.
And they were able to treat it. And he said, you know, had he not been on that regimen of having an annual checkup with his vet, that had he not done that on a regular basis, that he's afraid that maybe he wouldn't have caught the cancer early. Do you there at the Sioux Animal Hospital actually have a schedule that you set people up on so that they do have, you know, every 6 months, every year at a minimum, a system where they can set up and actually schedule appointments for these type of annual checkups?
Yeah, we do that. Yeah, and it is important, too, especially considering that animals age 7 to 10 times faster than we do, that it is really important to make sure that you know, we're catching things early. Because, you know, the old saying, you know, ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
And a lot of times when you can catch stuff before it becomes a big issue, and it can manifest anywhere from, you know, just physical exam. And every time we do vaccines, we do the annuals, like to get our hands on them, look at them. How are they doing? Eating okay? Drinking okay? Having any problems? Anything like that? And then as we get older, for dogs, geriatric kind of kicks in, or older, starts around 5-6 years old, somewhere in there, and cats maybe 7-8 years old. And it's a good idea to do some annual, you know, blood work and, you know, make sure liver, kidneys, especially in cats. Kidney is a big thing in cats. And they're actually now, because every day and every way life is more and more like Star Trek.
Yeah.
they now are starting to have some molecular testing coming out for animals that can detect cancer. Okay, usually what happens is I'll go in and I'll run blood work, and people will then ask me, like, well, will the blood work show if he has cancer or not? And I'm like, well, that's not really what the blood work does. When I'm pulling the blood work, what I'm doing is the equivalent of, you know, when you plug the mechanic plugs your car into the little computer, and it tells you, okay, you're not firing on cylinder 8. Okay.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
Well, yep. Now you got to dig into, okay, what's wrong with cylinder 8? Is the spark plug bad? Is the wire bad?
Mm-hmm.
You know, way back in the day, is the coil, is your distributor cap, which, yeah, nobody knows what that is anymore.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So, no, but I did learn don't touch the coil. So,
right. Yes, sir.
So then basically what will happen is the blood work will tell me, all right, I'm seeing changes in the kidney values, or I'm seeing changes in the liver values, or whatever. That in itself is not indicative of a tumor, but now I need to dig in and go, okay, why are the kidney values screwed up, or why is the liver value going up? And even with liver, to use it as an example, just because some of the liver values, there's like 3 or 4 different enzymes that we look at,
sure,
doesn't always mean disease. Alkaline phosphatase is one that I can just throw out there right now. That's what's called an inducible enzyme. So if your liver is really active working on something, you know, I mean, go out and eat Taco Bell, your alk phos will probably go up, just because it's working on trying to digest that stuff.
Sure.
Then you start digging in and that. One thing that we do put on a schedule, though, it's even more important when you have animals that are on chronic medications.
Okay.
So chronic, you know, pain meds for arthritis or heart meds, especially diabetics. Then we do or seizure medication, phenobarbital and like that. We like to do blood work every 6 months because two reasons. One, typically those are usually older animals that are on chronic medication, but they're not only are they older, now they're also getting the extra stress on their body from having to metabolize this medication. So you want to make sure that, well, one, the medicine's doing what it's supposed to do, but two, it's not causing more problems.
Gotcha. I got a text message for you. Officer Rick, he said just to let Dr. Jeff know that Frank is pretty much back to normal from his broken leg. Said that you were absolutely right. It just took time to heal.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Yep. Got another question coming in. One thing that they've noticed is that they are seeing their cat do some peculiar things never done before and using the litter box a lot more often. They're having to, you know, swap it out. Do you think that is possibly perhaps something to do, like you just mentioned, kidneys function, or is there other urinary tract infection? What do you think the...
It can be anywhere from a urinary tract infection to you get what's called, you're an increase in urination, or they call it polyuria. Kidney disease can certainly cause it. Kidney infections can cause it. Urinary tract infections can cause it. Diabetes can cause it. And there are actually two kinds of diabetes that a lot of people don't think about, and it's not type 1, type 2. There's what they call diabetes mellitus, which is sugar diabetes, okay, which is what we typically think about, all right?
Sure, sure.
But there's what's called diabetes insipidus, and this is an animal that urinates a lot because the kidneys aren't producing what's called ADH, or antidiuretic hormone. I'm getting a little into the weeds here. But those are two things too, and I've seen that. Liver problems can also cause an increase in thirst and urination as well too. So, and if you see a change in thirst and urination, especially a sudden change, and you know, you're like, oh my god, the cat's in the box again. You know, the dog's going outside again. Yeah, certainly that is definitely indication to pull to get a urine sample and pull some blood work and make sure that nothing funky going on.
Right. Now that's interesting because you have all these potential different causes when they come in. And is it always routine then that you automatically go to blood work? Is that usually the best indicator? Is that where you normally start?
That's where I like to start, because that is going to give me, like I said, a list of everything, what's working, what's not working. And I like to have students come in here and they will, you know, talk to me and like, well, what you know, studying and what classes you should take. And I think I probably mentioned this before, but one of the best courses or trainings that I've ever had to help me become a better diagnostician was criminal justice, to a certain extent, because when we start, it's so much like detective work. And you're going to start with a list of, okay, so you got a crime happen. Okay,
boom. Sure.
What do they start? They start with a list of persons of interest. Right?
Sure.
And then you start crossing people off the list. Well, he was in Hawaii, so he didn't do it. And you know, and you keep going down.
Right.
And it's the same thing. I start out with a list. So, okay, somebody comes in, animals drinking a lot, peeing a lot. All right. That first question, are we losing weight or not losing weight? Are we still eating or not? And then that'll help me kind of start shifting my, because that's just the tip of the iceberg of the diseases that'll just make animals drink a lot and pee a lot. So now we got to start crossing. All right, well, it's not this, it's not this. We did a urine. There's no sugar in the urine. Okay, so we're not, don't have sugar diabetes. You know, and then we do the blood work. Okay, liver's working. And you can finally, you know, look at the urinalysis. Oh, look, there's bacteria in the urine. We have a kidney infection. So
yeah,
that's why that we have to do that diagnostic profile first to find out what's going on. And I know people are a little frustrated because there is a cost involved in it and stuff like that. But like I tell people, the cheapest medication is the right medication. Because if sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, people can't afford it, sometimes we'll kind of do shortcuts. Because I try to modify you know, it's not one size fits all medicine. You try to, you know, if you work with a client, work with a pet.
Sure.
And personalize it. You know, but if I send, if we do that and then we send you home with a medicine that doesn't work, well, one, now you just wasted your money because the medicine's not working. You're going to have to come back. We're going to have to now run diagnostics and then sell you more medicine to, right. You know.
Like to get it right.
Yep. The cheapest medicine is the right medicine.
Is the right medicine. I like that. Got a text message in. Dog is getting older. He's 9 now. Not really any health issues. But do dogs actually need supplements and vitamins, anything that is like top of your list, main concern as dogs get older? Do they need vitamins?
Not necessarily, because it certainly wouldn't hurt. You know, it's kind of one of those things. It depends on what they're eating and whatnot. Okay. And it's really funny that you mentioned this, because I just had, was it Monday? Yesterday, Monday, had a client in. She's got two dogs, litter mates.
Okay.
Two little white dogs. And one dog has food allergies, as she knows. So she home cooks a diet for this dog.
Mm-hmm.
The other dog is still eating kibble, but it's starting to now show signs of allergies. And I should have taken, of course, this is, you know, after, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Sure.
Looking at the two dogs, the one that ate the home cooked diet, skin looked great, hair coat looked great. Literally, our control, because it was a litter mate, the coat looked greasy. It just was, the cinnamon extra was just different. You could tell it didn't look as healthy. So I am really, like I've said before, dog food companies have done an excellent job training us that dogs can't eat quote unquote people food. And sure, we can even do a whole, you know, month series on feeding a dog. Maybe we'll set that up for another month here. But I have two questions. We've had dogs 25,000 years. We've had dog food as we know it about the last 100. What did they eat the first 24,900 years?
Yeah, exactly.
They ate what we ate, or more specifically, they ate what we didn't eat because they ate our garbage.
Right, the scraps.
Yeah, so as long as it's not grapes and raisins and chocolate and lots of garlic or lots of onions, yeah, I mean, they can, you know, and they don't have a food, you know, a food sensitivity, they can pretty much eat whatever you do. Now, we feed kibble because it's cheap and it's convenient, and I do the same thing. I have kibble down for them, but they usually get whatever scraps we got left over from dinner. You know?
Yeah, right. Well, so, if you actually look at the dog food bags now with all the supplements and vitamins that they allege to be in there,
yeah.
It's actually, you know, because I feed Mr. Snoop, you know, a formula I get from Costco with all these glucosamines, yep, and omegas, yep, and vitamin B. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And he seems to like it and is pretty healthy. So yep, greatly appreciate it. That's good perspective. But definitely give you a call there to start the spring checkups. You recommend that, right?
Yeah, it's not that far away. Plus, yep, we need vaccines, Lyme vaccines. You know, you're coming into where tick season, tick, yep, control, all that good stuff.
Good, good, good deal. All right, great. Well, again, the phone number, 906 area code, 635-5910. Make sure you store that in your phone, 906-635-5910. Dr. Jeff, man, we appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you later.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is